Okay, we're here at the International Poultry Expo, the day before. We've got a lot of seminars going on here, and we just had a luncheon presentation here by Novus International with Dr. Terry York on the synergistic effects of nutritional antioxidants. And Tara, we hear a lot about antioxidants in the news, and practically you can't pick up an article, a magazine or a newspaper without hearing about antioxidants, but what are they exactly?
Antioxidants are basically anywhere from nutritional additives. Vitamin E would be the one that would probably be the most mainstream that you'd heard about. Selenium, zinc, manganese, and copper, as well as the enzymes that are part of the antioxidant system that go to stop the production of free radicals.
Now, when it comes to the poultry industry, what antioxidants in particular are important for poultry producers?
The same that would be important for humans, really. We're talking about vitamin E, selenium, the enzyme superoxide dismutase, glutathione peroxidase, glutathione, all the same. They work functionally the same in both birds or humans.
Mm-hmm. Now, today we had a full room here of people who are attending Poultry Expo. What was your main message for the producers and the industry people here?
The main message is that, you know, we do a great job in the industry of incorporating vitamins and trace minerals into the diets of all of our poultry, whether we're talking breeders, turkeys, broilers. But sometimes, because of feed costs, like vitamin E was very expensive this past year, we tend to not feed as much. And I want them to be aware of, you know, the levels that they're feeding and then what can actually stress the antioxidant system that's going on, like copper, heat stress, cold stress, mycotoxins. So they revisit their levels that they're feeding and ensure that they're well fortified in their diet so that when they do get into that situation where they got many of those factors going on, they know that it can actually set them into a state of oxidative stress, and it's not measurable. It's not like breast meat yield, but it is impacting them, and they need to be aware of it.
Well, what does Novus do in particular to help poultry producers in this area?
Wow. Novus is doing a lot of research. We're actually just getting into this whole antioxidant, oxidative stress type area because Novus actually has the selenium. We have manganese, zinc, and copper in the organic forms. But we also sell Santoquin, and that's really where I would say we're grounded in Santoquin. We understand oxidation more than most companies. So it's a nice fit to put the Santoquin side of it with the other new products that we have, our Mintrex mineral line and our Zorion selenium line. So we're doing research in all of that area, looking at all the different parameters. It's been exciting for Novus, I think, to be able to put it all together.
What exactly do you do with Novus?
That's a good question. What do I do? I work primarily as a technical manager for Novus in the field for customers in the U.S. and Canada. So I support our sales managers in the different areas, and I also assist the research folks at St. Charles, and then I try to help bridge the two between research and the field applications.
What's your background?
I went to school at NC State, did a master's PhD there with John Brake, mainly looking at broiler breeders and embryonic mortality. So my background's really in breeder nutrition physiology. So over the years, they've kind of brainwashed me into amino acids and zinc and manganese and copper. So but my background's really on the breeder side of it.
Well, I don't know how long you've been in that part of the business, but how has it changed, I guess, in the last decade or two?
That's a good question. I think that, nutrition-wise, it really hasn't changed, and that's amino acids, definitely. You know, we're looking at higher amino acid levels and the impact on feed conversion, breast meat yield. That's been very well researched and established. But on the mineral side of it, it hasn't changed. We're still feeding the same levels that we fed 20 years ago. And one of the key things that we're looking at now is maybe we're overfeeding some of the inorganic minerals and looking at replacing them with a more bioavailable form. And that's kind of tying it all together, really, with the oxidative stress situation. So.
Well, here, one of the things that you were promoting is the fact that you're going to have a booth here. And what are some of the things that you're going to be presenting to poultry producers here at your booth? What is Novus doing here at the Poultry Expo?
Oh, wow. Well, Novus is actually this year we're introducing a new product. Our main one would be DHA Gold. You know, Mintrex Minerals is a fairly new line for us, a couple of years, so we'll be presenting some of the research from the mineral side of it. Advent, our coccidiosis vaccine, we're very successful this year with that, so we'll obviously be promoting Advent as well. But we you know, can't forget the basics like Alamet and Santoquin. So we just really are trying to remind customers of the products that we have and how they'll fit to provide solutions for them in the industry.
An all-star lineup, right?
It is an all-star
right.
Lineup.
All right, thank you very much. That's Dr. Terry York here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.